As the East Sac County girls get geared up to open their season at home this Friday night, Ryan Thompson visiting now with Raiders coach Mike Fisher. And Mike, you've been getting ready for season's play now for a couple of weeks or so, and hopefully so far so good to this point.
Yeah, Ryan, we've been had a couple weeks. It seems short with the early game that we play, but we've had some time to get ready, trying to work out some of the kinks as many coaches are trying to do at the beginning of the year, and get their new personnel to be able to gel together a little bit better as the weeks go on. But working on a lot of skill things and just trying to get things ready to get the season off to a start.
Well, you'll have a little bit new personnel as far as the starting lineup goes this year, as you graduated a couple of quality players in Lexi Wilson and Kendall Herrig. Let's start, though, with your seniors that you bring back for this year.
Well, Hannah Schmidt will be back this year with us, and she was averaging about 6.5 points last year, as well as Megan Wright. She's back, and she was averaging 6.5. Riley Fisher is another senior that kind of rounds out the seniors for our team this year, and she was averaging about 5.2 points a game last year. So we bring back some points from last year, maybe not as many as we're used to bringing back, but we do bring back some, and that's always a benefit, because that senior leadership and just being a senior out on the floor sometimes makes a huge difference.
And from there on down, your underclass players, who do you figure to get some floor time this year?
Maddie Bruning will be on the floor for us quite a bit. She's a junior, as will Maddie Fredrickson. And we'll have a sophomore on the floor also in Taylor Huska. That will probably be our top six, rotating a majority of the game. And then we start to pull from, again, from our sophomore and freshman class. So we don't have a lot of depth this year. We only have 12 girls out, so it really tails off after we get past the juniors and seniors, but we do have quality sophomores and freshmen that'll be suiting for us.
Still trying to find your identity, of course, as the season not yet to begin, but what do you think this group of girls is going to hang their hat on this year?
Well, Ryan, we have to do a better job at shooting percentage. We didn't shoot all that well last year, and our shooting percentage showed it, and we just really have to be a better team shooting. And one thing that we'll have to stay away from is injuries and fouls. That will be two things that are really critical for us, just because of our numbers and the length of our bench. So those things combined will be some things that they really need to work on as players, and really need to help out by doing their part to help the team.
And opening up against Storm Lake here this Friday night, and looking further down the line, once you enter Twin Lakes Conference play, I think we can all agree that PAC-LM is going to be awfully tough to beat, but where do you see yourselves fitting in there?
You know, Ryan, I'd like to see us in the middle of the pack somewhere. Whether we can do that or not will depend on some of those issues that I just talked about previously. But I think you're going to see Pocahontas. South Central will be a good team right up there. Manson and Newell will be two good ball clubs. But then I think, you know, it's kind of up for grabs for a lot of teams. And there's a couple of those top teams, with the exception of Pocahontas. I think they've got a pretty solid ball club through and through. That it just depends on the night. You're going to have to go in thinking that you can win games, and sometimes things will roll your way, and you might be able to get a win that maybe you were thinking you might not get. So just depends on the night and who shows up on both sides.
Looking forward to seeing you in the season opener against the Storm Lake Tornadoes, and plenty more as we go along through the campaign. East Sac girls basketball coach Mike Fisher, appreciate it, Mike, and all the best to you.
You bet. And thank you, Ryan, for all your coverage this year. And I'd like to thank all of the sponsors that help you guys be able to cover our games. That's really appreciated.
Thank you for the kind words. Mike Fisher on Storm Lake Radio.